Welcome to this edition of the SearchCIO.com CIO Innovators podcast series on IT and business leadership. In this series, SearchCIO.com editors speak with leading enterprise CIOs about how they use technology to innovate and create positive business change.
I'm Linda Tucci, senior news writer for SearchCIO.com, speaking today with Roger Roberts as part of our 2011 CIO Innovators series. Roger is a partner in McKinsey & Company's Silicon Valley office and the North American leader of the consulting company's IT strategy service. Roger earned degrees in industrial engineering from Stanford University and holds an MBA from the MIT Sloan School of Management. He will be returning to his old stomping grounds May 18th as a featured speaker at the MIT Sloan CIO Symposium. Welcome, Roger. Thanks for speaking with me.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
So we're going to talk about innovation in IT. As technological innovation has become the mainstay of many of the tools we use, do you find that the role of the CIO in either bringing or preventing innovation in a company has changed?
Well, I think today I see CIOs reacting on two dimensions broadly. One is trying to change their policies and processes to avoid being a barrier to innovation. You know, one step is simply trying to get IT out of the way. On the other hand, I think technologists and IT leaders can play an incredibly important role as both enablers and catalysts for innovation. On that front, I'd see two big areas. One is making sure that they are operating as more than order takers with their business customers in every respect, so that they're bringing ideas, they're acting as thought leaders, they're beginning to lay out the possibilities that IT can create for the business and therefore catalyze innovation and catalyze new business opportunities. The second way is by creating a better sandbox, so to speak, for innovators to operate in, and then populating it with some of their best people from IT in combination with others from multiple business functions, and allowing them to create and experiment with new business concepts and bring them to market quite quickly to test them and to run some real experiments that are measured carefully, just like the way you would do them from a scientific perspective. And that kind of innovation that drives to experimentation is one of, I think, the most recent trends we've spotted. And it's one of the areas where some of the most visionary players and companies are moving.
Are you seeing the sandbox approach much at companies?
I think it's still pretty rare. You initially see it in companies that are more fundamentally online businesses and therefore have always faced the opportunities and the challenges of bringing innovation to market quickly, because when you're online, it's suddenly available everywhere to everyone.
If you take a scientific approach, you have to be prepared to fail.
Yes, I think that's quite fundamental from a mindset and from a governance perspective, right? People have to be given the freedom to fail, and also to recognize that you learn as much sometimes from a failed experiment as one that was successful. The ability to set up and tear down experiments very, very quickly then also becomes a critical enabler from an infrastructure perspective. So that quick setup and tear down becomes a aspect of agile infrastructure and a critical enabler of that sandbox model.
I know you guys don't like to name names, but can you give us one example of a company that's using a sandbox approach with good results?
Sure. At least one that I know of is at eBay, where they've fairly recently announced the creation of what they call their garden, which is a set of initiatives that are launched to quite quickly target new opportunities and that may therefore grow into future large-scale services for eBay.
How can CIOs get others in the business to think about technology innovation in a sophisticated way? Or, you know, or should technology innovation be left to the pros, the CIOs and the CTOs?
Well, I think ultimately across more and more businesses, technology becomes the aspect of the leadership agenda for multiple functions. Certainly, what we've seen is industries go through some of the real acceleration in the last 5 years, and that we certainly project in the next decade, you'll see that there's almost no function that can afford to not have its eye on the ball when it comes to the possibilities that technology opens up. Would absolutely say that technology-driven innovation becomes a kind of full contact sport across the leadership team. And the CIO, of course, is going to play a leading role there and needs to assure that they're always stepping up to that leading role. Some CIOs allow themselves to be focused on issues of risk and resiliency and operational integrity, potentially at the expense of being as involved in the true innovation conversation as they could be.
We've been speaking today with Roger Roberts. Roger is a partner in McKinsey & Company's Silicon Valley office and the North American leader of the consulting company's IT strategy service. Are you seeing, you know, among the CEOs that you deal with, a greater technical sophistication than you did, say, 5 years ago?
When I look across the board, I do definitely see more technology literacy in management teams and leaders that are less willing to say to their CIOs, okay, you know, you go make that stuff happen, we'll run the business. And that creates some opportunities and challenges for CIOs, of course.
What are the challenges?
Well, it means that whereas in the past the CIO may have been able to assert from a basis of unquestioned expertise a point of view on technology, that point of view might be now more frequently challenged by a head of operations or a head of sales and marketing. Mm-hmm. It also means that there may be some rationale for functional topics that the CIO would like to drive from IT because they are forward thinking and do create important value for the company, but there could be some pull to drive those topics within various other functions. For example, when you think about web strategies and digital marketing, it's almost impossible to say, yeah, you could have your chief marketing officer not involved in your digital strategy these days, right? Whereas maybe a few years ago, that might have fallen to the CIO because the marketers were focused on the traditional media landscape.
I want to ask the question in a slightly different way. Is there an age divide concerning innovation? I mean, do the gray hairs just don't get it?
I don't really see that. In fact, some of the most out-of-the-box thinkers that I've seen have been from among the gray hair community, so to speak. My sense is that innovation has a lot to do with mindset, but that mindset doesn't have a lot to do with age.
Innovations are supposed to make our lives easier and less complicated, and it seems like it's just the opposite for the job of the CIO.
Well, I think over time, the CIO has to manage these twin challenges of getting to delivering a more diverse range of business services quickly and agilely, but at the same time, really being the steward of simplicity at the back end, right? Reducing the number of platform technologies, reducing the number of data sources, and assuring that you're creating single sources of truth against which people can extract and do great analytic work on top. That's, you know, a fundamental challenge, though, for technology organizations to maintain, and it says a lot about how the innovation process needs to work, because in many cases past, at least, efforts at innovation have brought in a range of new platform technologies all the way down to the metal, as they say. Mm. And I think coming years, CIOs really need to avoid that, but instead say, yep, here is my innovation sandbox. You guys can play on top, but it's going to involve a set of platform technologies that I specify and that we keep as common and scalable at the back end so that we get the benefits of that standardization and simplicity. At the same time, you have the you can avoid the work of needing to specify those infrastructure technologies every time you have a new project.
Just curious, what are the personal characteristics of the personal and intellectual characteristics of the most innovative CIOs that you've dealt with?
Well, I think the most important is that they can easily place themselves in the shoes of different customers and stakeholders around the technology function. And so instead of looking outward from the supply side of IT, they look back from the demand side of what problems that customers need to have solved or what issues that are fundamentally facing or constraining the business. So that ability to adopt other perspectives and to truly empathize with both customers and business leaders, I think, is often the grounding then for being able to release their agendas in IT and find ways to really solve problems on behalf of their stakeholders.
Crystal ball, where do you see innovation headed in 10 years or in 50 years?
Well, 50 years, I think, that is well beyond anyone's horizon. But if you begin to look, I would say 10 years out, you have to make some fairly radically different assumptions about the cost and availability of resources. In that context, I think what will continue to be the constrained resource will be creativity and the ability of technologists to come up with ways of recombining the atoms of technology into some really interesting new molecules. And that kind of recombinant innovation, right, which is not about getting from science to engineering, but it's much more about the creative process of solving a problem using a set of building blocks that may have been now significantly fallen in price, will be the determinant of who's most successful from an innovation perspective. So I do think as CIOs look toward the talent that they need to hire today in order to win 10 years down the road, they may want to be thinking along the lines of how do you bring people with a bias toward creativity and a bias toward thinking laterally and orthogonally, as you might say at MIT, to the problem versus people who are the pure operators and risk-averse deliverers of great service that may populate many IT organizations today.
We've been speaking today with Roger Roberts. Roger is a partner in McKinsey & Company's Silicon Valley office and the North American leader of the consulting company's IT strategy service. Roger, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Well, you're very welcome. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for joining us for this SearchCIO.com CIO podcast. For more CIO news and resources, please visit SearchCIO.com.